Hare Krishna.
You hear the hill echoing. Radhe Shyam. Om Ganatimananda Sajjana Jana Kamadeya. Kraksu Samilatan Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Nadati Sapindam. There's something. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki Bolo Giriraj Dharan ki Jai Jai Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe
Very immovable has moved. I had something that I was very much looking forward to sharing with everybody. I wanted to speak about the pastime that is most obvious and most relevant to hear about at this time and think about. And that is the wonderful pastime of Krishna and his lifting of Giriraj, of Govardhan Hill. Giriraj means, of course, the king of mountains, and Govardhan is the name. But the local people, what do they call him? They call him Baba. And they say, whenever they have any difficulty or want something, they say, we'll ask Baba. Because Giriraj is so kind and so merciful. So everyone in Braj loves Giriraj. Giriraj Govardhan, Baba. Everyone loved Giriraj, but Indra didn't. Indra was very envious of Giriraj. And he wanted to destroy. Just imagine the size of his false ego, the size of his pride. Just because he considered that the residents of Vrindavan did not properly respect him, he would destroy them all. He would kill them all. Now, sometimes, of course, we don't act way, but sometimes when our false ego is stepped on, I won't speak about anyone else, but sometimes the tendency is to want to rid the world of anyone who dares to trample upon my false ego. And that is the nature of false ego. It is based on enmity with Krishna, thinking of myself as the center. So Indra wished to rid the world of Krishna and the Brijbasis by calling upon the Sanvataka cloud and causing a great rain, pouring down of rain and destruction upon Braja. Now I'd like to read from the version of Kavi Karnapur, who tasted the nectar of the toe of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, because of that nectar entering into him, such sweetness came from him. So he first describes the rain as it's falling in pillars and the effect of that rain on the residents of Vrindavan. The cows, they took their calves underneath the folds, the blanket of the folds of their skin, of the loose skin, and they took their calves under there to give them protection, and they closed their eyes due to the heavy rain. Their tails were hanging straight down. They were being tormented by the rain that Indra had been sending. The bulls, the hail, was hitting them in the horns and bouncing onto their humps. And the bulls became angry. But there was nothing they could do as they were being tormented. Then the rain was as thick as full-grown banana trees coming down, pouring in pillars on brushes, and full of pain and sorrow. And I find in these pastimes that they're pastimes of Krishna. But there's so much that we can relate to in our lives. So the residents of Vrindavan, full of pain and agony, they cried out, "Oh Krishna, you always save us, and you always give us happiness. And now we are in great danger. Since you are the Lord of Gokul, you should immediately protect us. Look, look. The flashing lightning bolts appear like the forked tongues of serpents. They're pounding hailstones upon it, and they are breaking apart the trees. The clouds roar ferociously as they release torrents of rain as thick as massive columns. Oh, Krishna, tear-filled eyes, all the residents of Vrindavan looked at Krishna and they spoke, "Oh Krishna." Oh no, this actually, the residents of Vrindavan looked at the cows and they said, "Krishna, look at their eyes. The cows are suffering so much. And you love the cows. You don't just protect them. You love them." They appear to be saying, "Oh Krishna, once you saved us from the devastating forest fire, so please save us from this terrible rainfall. Look at the condition of the bulls." Kavi Kanapur says, "This devastation seems like the personification of a big anarta, which we cannot remove. Only you can deliver us, and therefore we surrender to you. Please, please save us." Now Krishna has a body that it is sweet as the honey of a flower, and without even tightening his belt or tying back his hair, because when Krishna jumped in the Kaliyadaha, the lake, before he did that from the Kadamba tree, he tied back his hair and he tightened his belt. Before Krishna fought with Chanura, he tightened his belt and tied back his hair. But without even doing that, Krishna, showing complete indifference to the power of Indra, foolish Indra, who is showing his anger, without any effort, he instantly picked up Giriraj, Govardhan Hill, with one hand. And he held it up as effortlessly as a child holding up a mushroom or an elephant holding up a clump of grass. He protected the residents of Vrindavan so easily. And then as the mountain rose into the air, there was such a loud cracking sound. And it went higher and higher and higher and higher until it pierced the clouds. And all the animals that were on Govardhan Hill, on Giriraj, they climbed to the top above the clouds. And they didn't even feel one drop of the rain. And the flowers that were falling from the trees as Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill were compared to the laughing of Giriraj, his laughing in ecstasy, being touched by the hand of Krishna. Now, when the winds were blowing, when you have an ordinary umbrella, it could push the umbrella out of the way, but Giriraj was not ordinary. He was a mountain. He could not be moved by the strongest of rains or the strongest of winds. And Krishna said to the residents of Vrindavan, first to his mother, "Oh, mother, do not be in anxiety. Oh, father, do not worry. Oh, friends, do not doubt my ability to hold Giriraj above you as an umbrella with one hand. Remember how Giriraj just the day before assumed a great form and accepted all our offerings? Is it difficult for him to remain suspended in the sky? Certainly not. Although Giriraj appears to be huge and immovable, he is transcendentally situated. He is beyond the doubts of this world. He is beyond the understanding of this world. Look how light he is. Even a child like me can easily pick him up. Just see, Giriraj is completely independent and moves according to his own sweet will, and I am just an instrument for this world. So therefore, collect everything you have, all your possessions, all your family, and everything, and come under Govardhan Hill. This is what we are doing right now. We are collecting whatever we have, and we are taking shelter under in the valley of Giriraj. And he said, Krishna said to everyone, be happy and stay here peacefully. Now there's a description of the beautiful valley, the arrangement Krishna made for them, and the cows and everyone, everything was there underneath the hill. And when the hill was lifted by Krishna, a series of rocks formed around it and protected it from all the residents under the hill from the rains and the waters flowing in. And all the Brijbasis during this time, they just gazed, they just looked to their heart's full content. The gorgeous face of Krishna, Giridhari, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. And each devotee saw that Krishna was looking just at him. Meanwhile, the Vrijbasis stood around Giridhari. They admired the sweetness of his gorgeous form. And due to their affection for Krishna, the sinless Vrijbasis transcended ordinary etiquette, and they talked loudly amongst themselves about his extraordinary beauty. They said, we have never really appreciated up until this time because they weren't just focusing as they were now and as all we all will do for the next 7 days on the beauty of Krishna. And we will undoubtedly see like we have never seen before if we focus something more extraordinary about the beauty of Krishna. So they said, look at the elegance of his body. Look at how he is standing in his threefold bending form. Look at his side stretches up broad and straight. And see how his right heel, because he was standing in a three-curved bending pose, his right heel is raised and his left foot appears to be kissing the earth. His right thumb, as he's doing this, Krishna is so amazing. His right thumb is tucked into his red, he's wearing a yellow cloth, dhoti, and a red belt. He's such a dresser. And his right thumb is tucked into that. He's the original cool teenager. And he's glancing as he's doing that. He's looking at all the Brijbasis with great love in his eyes. His eyes are roaming from one devotee to the next. and they're all looking at him. And even though they were all thinking that even though he must be tired from lifting Govanand Hill, he is delighting our minds with the nectar of his gentle smile. Oh, look at Krishna, while holding Giriraj in one hand, and now he's taken out his flute with the other hand. And he begins to play his flute. And he plays soft, sweet tunes that uplift everyone's mind. And Maru Mangal becomes frightened. Friend, don't do this! Because we don't know what will happen. What happens if in ecstasy Giriraj starts trembling and he'll fall from your hand? Or even worse, what happens if he turns into liquid Giriraj and pours down upon us? And some of his other friends said, oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Giriraj is such a great-minded soul. What's on his mind is service. He will even control his ecstasy to serve. Indra poured down more rain. Heavy lightning, hailstones, high piercing winds. Please listen to this. But Giriraj, seeing Krishna's effulgence, and feeling the sweet breath from his lustrous lotus face, he was experiencing the breathing of Krishna touching him. And then finally, after 7 days, the rain stopped, and Krishna said, the fierce winds and rains have now ceased, and the sky is totally free from the clouds of devastation. O residents of Vrindavan, your village has returned to its normal state, and now it is time for you to come out from beneath the mountain. And everyone in a happy mood, the cowherd boys let out the cows, and then the cows turned back, and they saw that Krishna was still under the hill. They ran back and surrounded Krishna. And then Krishna, just with the movement of his eyes, told them, go out. And they all went out. And then everyone out. And then Krishna tossed the hill exactly, put it down exactly in the position it was before, like a child throwing a ball of flowers. And overwhelmed with ecstatic love, the residents of Vrindavan came forward to greet Krishna according to their individual relationships with him. His eyes pouring forth tears of love, Balaram warmly embraced Krishna. Mother Yashoda said,
how do you say alas, alas in German again? Oh, vaya.
He said, oh, vaya. Mother Yashoda said, oh, vaya. Oh, vaya. My son's body has been severely weakened from bearing such a heavy weight. And using her lotus palm, he showed a massage Krishna's left hand and kissed his hand affectionately. Rohini, who had attained the summit of parental affection, offered arti to Krishna, and Balaram, with an artistic design, jeweled tea lamp. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Bolo Giriraj Charan ki
jai. Hare Krishna. For me, the ride here was filled with thoughts and emotions. It is not something to be taken for granted that one is in Vrindavan or one is at Govardhan Hill. Some years ago, I was refused entry into India. I couldn't get a visa because I was going to preach in Pakistan, and they thought an American going to Pakistan must be a spy. So for 7 years, I couldn't come to India. But then the problem was solved, and I came. And then I had health problems. And then for another 7 years, I couldn't. And then when I did come to Vrindavan, the first time I could stay only about 7 days. Mainly I was involved with the hospice. And I came to Govardhan, but only to the other side, where the Bhaktivedanta Ashram is. And the last time I came to Vrindavan, I could stay only about 5 days. And I was so busy with the hospice opening that I could not go beyond the route from the hospice to the Krishna Balaram temple. That was the extent. So it is it requires special mercy, and to come to Govardhan, and coming now to the Jatipur side of Govardhan. I haven't been to the Jatipur side of Govardhan for 12 years since I did Govardhan Parikrama on my last visit. It's very special. It's very beautiful. And being with such exalted devotees who are also dear friends, it's not easy to get their association either. So I'm really counting myself as the recipient of some mercy to be here and to be here in this association. It, in terms of tattva, in terms of philosophical conclusions, we know that Govardhan Hill is Krishna himself. During the Govardhan Leela, the Govardhan Puja, although Krishna was leading the Vrajavasis in the worship of Govardhan Krishna, who assumed a huge form and declared that he and Govardhan are not different. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse spoken by the gopis in which they refer to Govardhan as Haridasa Varya, the best servant of Lord Hari. They are not seeing him as Hari or Krishna directly, but rather as the best servant of Lord Hari. We could discuss the verse at length and in detail, but in the limited time we have now, I want to focus more on the gopis' mood in uttering their appreciation for Govardhan Hill. So I will read the verse. If any of you know it, you can join with me. Well, we'll begin with the invocation. You all know that. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Antayam Adzira Bala Haridasavaryo Yad Rama Krishna Charanas Parasha Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayos Tayor Yat Paniya Suya Vasakandara Kandamulai.
Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities: water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. So we just heard how some of Krishna's friends were confident that Govardhan would not melt in ecstasy upon hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, because Govardhan is so much in the mood of service that he would control his ecstatic symptoms for the sake of serving the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, in paraphrasing and commenting on this verse in Krishna Book, says that Govardhan knew the secret of how to please Krishna by pleasing Krishna's devotees. Not only did Govardhan serve Krishna, but he served Goganayos, the cows, the calves, and the cowherd friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, all the devotees. And how he served them is described here, but we will not discuss those details now. Now, what is the context in which this verse is spoken? The gopis, this comes in chapter 21 of the 10th canto, and the gopis had not actually met Krishna, but they had a great desire to meet him. And they were thinking, how can our desire be fulfilled? And they recalled hearing from Gargi, who is the daughter of Garga Rishi, great sage, that one's desires can be fulfilled by the mercy of great souls. And of all the great souls, Govardhan Hill is the best. So if we want our desire to serve Krishna to be fulfilled, we should approach Govardhan Hill for his mercy. Now, the gopis were all under the protection of either their parents or husbands and in-laws, and as is proper in such a situation, their guardians were always vigilant to make sure that they did not leave the house alone or leave the house for any mysterious purpose. So the gopis thought, we will tell our elders, our guardians, that we will go to Govardhan Hill to see the deity of Haridev. Haridev is like the principal deity at Govardhan Hill. It's actually a four-armed form of Krishna just near Manasi Ganga. And traditionally, when devotees begin their parikrama of Govardhan Hill, they take darshan of and beg blessings from Haridev. He said, we will tell our guardians that we are going to Govardhan Hill to take a bath in Manasi Ganga and to have darshan and offer worship to Haridev. But actually they were thinking that the mercy we can get from Haridas is greater than the mercy we can get from Haridev. And with this in mind, they spoke this verse. Now, we are in a most fortunate situation because we are at the feet of Giriraj Govardhan, the best of all great souls, who can fulfill all of our desires. And in fact, Govardhan is known for fulfilling desires. He is called Sarva Bhista Pradatta. He fulfills all desires. So this is a wonderful opportunity. We couldn't imagine a better situation for our desires to be fulfilled. So we should go very deep in our heart to that place where our deepest spiritual desires reside, and keep those desires in the forefront of our consciousness. Desires are very tricky. Well, the mind is very tricky. But anyway, that's another topic. But this is the most wonderful opportunity. Now, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has composed very beautiful prayers for residents at Govardhan. Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvam. And one commentator, it might have been Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, has raised the question, why does Raghunath Das pray for residents at Govardhan? There are so many sacred places throughout Vraj. Why Govardhan? And he gives the answer that it is the nature of great souls to seek the association of other great souls. And because Govardhan Hill is the greatest of all great souls, so many other great souls will come to Govardhan Hill for his darshan and for his mercy. And therefore, by residing at Govardhan, Raghunath Das Goswami thought, I will simultaneously get the darshan of all the other great souls. And that idea is being proven true at this very moment. There are a couple of hundred great souls right here who have come to the side or to the feet of the greatest of all great souls. And so by staying close to Giriraj Govardhan, we get not only his darshan and mercy, but the darshan and mercy of so many other great souls who have come for the darshan of mercy of the greatest of all great souls. Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. We will together chant a mantra in glorification of Giriraj. The translation first, and then we will chant it together, is, I offer my most humble obeisances to Giriraj, whose name is Govardhan. He takes away from the heart an unlimited amount of suffering and instead gives the highest bliss. So kindly fold your hands, look at Giriraj. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Dayine. Hare Krishna. I would like to welcome you from the side of all of us teachers and organizers of, I believe it's the 11th Govardhan retreat. Is it correct, Purijam Prabhu? Is it the 10th? 11th. So, this is a good number, 11. Thank you very, very much for coming, and I pray that all your desires will be fulfilled by Giriraj's mercy, as His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj has said. Giriraj is known as, how did you say, Abhishta Praini Prada? Sarva means all, Abhishta means desires, Pradata, the giver of, fulfiller of all desires. I really hope that you will experience this. I have experienced this 3 weeks ago in a most wonderful and mysterious way, which I would like to share with you a little later. In my little speech to you this evening, I would like to help you a little bit to first of all, connect with the retreat and what the retreat can do for you, and then give you a few helpful tips which can really give you, in a way, an empowerment so that you can make the most of your retreat. In this way, my presentation this evening will be a little technical, or let me say pragmatic. What is a retreat? Why do we go on a retreat? Maybe the most simple way to explain it is by talking about pilgrimage and what a pilgrimage can do to you. In ancient time, people would go on pilgrimages for two purposes. One was to get away from the constant pressure of the 1,000 little things in their life. And the second purpose for them to go on a pilgrimage was to discover new spiritual insights, new treasures, which would be taken home with them and which would then change their lives. I learned about this many years ago when I was going to Mountain Kailash in Tibet. I really got away from the rut of things, from the Hamsterrad, as we say in Germany, or from the constant repetition of old patterns in the life, came to the sacred mountain and discovered a new mission for my life. And I then desired to take a stone with me from this mountain, which I have done, which reminds me of this new mission. So, coming to Giriraj is something similar with one exception. Yes, you also have left your hometowns, your ordinary activities, and you have now 5 to 6 days free to concentrate exclusively on your spiritual development. And yes, you will also take a treasure home with you. This treasure will be a sacred mission, a new insight, not a Sheila. And I think our teachers will explain to you a little bit about why it's not good to take a Sheila home, but why it's very, very good to take a mission which is even more heavy, more concrete than a Sheila home with you. Mm-hmm. So on a retreat, we do what pilgrims did in ancient times. They removed ourselves from their old surroundings and old activities to discover their treasures. A good example is Arjuna. Arjuna had to go to, knew that Krishna would eventually give him a mission which would be stronger and more difficult than he would be able to fulfill on his own. That is, to help Krishna to put Dharma back in place by engaging in the battle of Kurukshetra. And for this task, he needed weapons. And these weapons came to him when he went on a pilgrimage. You know, there was a short time in Arjuna's life before the Kurukshetra where he, it was 1 year, where he removed himself from the association of his brothers and went north to the Himalayan mountains, where he discovered his weapons for his mission. When he came back, he had the divine astras, which eventually helped the Pandavas against all odds to fulfill their sacred mission, that is to help Krishna establish Dharma on planet Earth. I think all of you are in a similar situation. There is something which you have not yet achieved, a mission which you have not yet completed in your life. And to complete it, you will need divine weapons, or let us say it in a more relevant way. You certainly don't need a bow and an arrow, but you need skills, insights, empowerments of the divine kind in order to fulfill that mission in your life for what you have taken another birth, another human birth, and are now on the path of Krishna consciousness. You need to discover your skills, your knowledge, your inspirations, your strengths, I would even say, in order to become victorious in your own efforts to complete Krishna consciousness. And exactly for that this reason has brought you to Giriraj. My dear devotees, discover your strengths here. Get your inspiration. Get your empowerment. And for that, it's important that you observe a few rules, very simple rules, while you are here. If you are just here in a passive way, you won't be as successful as if you are there here in an active way. As Prabhupada sometimes would say, we want active members, not sleeping members. So, these important few rules, there are many in ancient pilgrimage literature, but I think for practical purposes we can summarize them here for the Govardhana retreat into three rules. First, I request you, leave your old world behind. That means in practice, cut down the ordinary distractions in your life to a minimum. Best is not so much email, phone calls, newspaper readings, television show. So I think no one does this or would even do this. But leave the old world behind. Be here at Giriraj. Don't worry about the past, about what you have left in Russia or America or Germany. Just concentrate at the work ahead. The second rule is don't be shy. Enter a new world. Enter the world of Giriraj, the world of mercy, and enter into his presence. Giriraj Maharaj has told us that by the mercy of the servant of God, everything is possible. And he has therefore explained Giriraj's nature as predominantly as being the servant, the best servant, based on Bhagavatam. I will, in a mysterious way, highlight another face of Giriraj, that is, that he's God himself. Sometimes Krishna appears both as the servant of God as well as God himself. For instance, in the case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna who has appeared in the mood of Radharani, but he also shows us the way of Sharanagati, the way of surrendering, and the way of performing service in the best way. So, Giriraj is both the servant God and God himself. How Giriraj is God himself, I would like to tell you with a wonderful little leela which will give pleasure to your hearts, because it's not so much known. I think you will look at Giriraj and ask yourself, how is he God? You know, to me he looks like a interesting geological rock formation, but not, God? I think we should quickly forget this skeptical question, otherwise Giriraj will throw a tree on our head, feeling sufficiently offended. I want to raise your curiosity. How is this Krishna, how is this God? Your senses tell you differently. your heart, when it is purified, will make you understand that he is Krishna. So, and for this you need to hear now how some purifying Krishna Leela. My dear devotees, once after the Rasa dance, Srimati Radhika approached Krishna and said, Krishna, if you are pleased with my love, if you are satisfied with the service of the forest of Braj, I have one desire. So Krishna had been pleased by the extraordinary love of Srimati Radharani so much that he, without even asking what Radha would want, he said, anything, Radha, ask me for anything, it is granted. So Srimati Radharani very shyly looked at Krishna and said, my dear Lord, I wish that you manifest the supreme place for our pastimes, which is both secluded and which will give happiness to you and in all ways. So Krishna understood. Srimati Radhika wanted to be together with him. She wanted a place for that. I don't know if you can share this. You know, when you have a very good friend, and you want to be with this friend, but you don't want to be with him where every minute a telephone call comes or where some other people come in. You need a private place where you can close the door, stretch out the legs and say, friend G, now please tell me, what are your experiences throughout the last year? You want confidence. You want like this. So Radha wanted a confidential, private and secluded place. So when Krishna said Tatastu, yes, he turned all his intention to his heart, because this was a heart matter. And as the Lord turned his attention into his heart, a seed, a small something, came out of his heart, which was as inconceivable as fire and water meeting together. It was love materialized. And this seed-like little thing fell on the ground of the eternal Braj and quickly grew into a hill. Then it grew further and further, and it became a mountain which licked the sky. Well, this is a German poetry. It doesn't sound very nice in English. It became a magnificent mountain, full with wish-fulfilling trees, kalpa briksha trees, with waterfalls, with streams of water, not water, of juice and so on, and with many suitable caves where the divine couple could retire for different pastimes. Then Radha smiled, looking very pleased with Krishna, and together with the confidential gopis entered this Govardhan hill and strolled around looking at the wonderful manifestation of Krishna's own heart. This is Giriraj. It's a manifestation of Krishna's heart. And the heart usually is the core of the person. When we say in German language, if you want to understand me, you have to understand what's in my heart. If you have the heart, if you know the heart, then only you know the person. So Giriraj my dear devotees, is Krishna's heart, a manifestation of Krishna's loving heart to please his foremost of his devotees, Srimati Radharani. It's Krishna himself. And for that reason, devotees are extremely hesitant, if they are not coming from the ISKCON movement, to take Giriraj away out of Braj, because they know this is the heart of the Lord. He never wants to leave Vrindavan. This is the understanding of devotees who have understood how the Lord is the Lord. So, yes, enter the world, my dear devotees, enter the heart of Krishna as you are here. That means hear about him, get to know him more, develop your relationship with Krishna, take time for Krishna, forget your old surroundings, your old little world. It is not required at this moment. Enter the new world. Finally, I want to say, give you a little tip. I will say it very simple. Relax into the mercy of Giriraj. Don't please drive your retreat with a lot of effort, tapasya, strenuous effort. No, you are home now. You are at the heart of Krishna, of the merciful Krishna. Don't be in anxiety. Don't be full of worry. Krishna will give you what you need. Krishna is very compassionate. When Lord Krishna entered the forest of Vrindavan once, the bees of Vrindavan came and they were very loud. They were loud and noisy, like Germans. And they were especially loud because they were drunken. They had drunken the sweet fragrance of Tulasi Devi. And although it is not good to come as a drunken person before God, these bees came before Krishna and were just very loud, like drunken people are. They were not even very melodious. The only song they knew was... But Krishna is so compassionate that to his devotees, that even if they are loud and noisy and not very composed and gentle, he doesn't shoo them away. Go. No. Krishna accepts them like he accepted the bees. That time Krishna was just taking his flute and wanted to find the right pitch to start playing. And as the bees were singing, Krishna said, "Oh, thank you, very melodious. This is the right note to start my raga." He took that little service, faulty as it was, loud as it was, impelled by drunkenness, and he accepted the bees in his service. So, this is our Krishna. This is our Giriraj. He is ready to accept you. Even if your heart may be full of some miseries, he will take this and give you the highest bliss. But please observe the three simple rules. Leave your old world, also your mental world, behind. Enter into the retreat. Take part. Enter into the world of Giriraj. And then throughout the retreat, relax into his mercy. Maintain focus on his mercy. Be a nectar seeker. And the nectar flows usually where the devotees sing about him and talk. Study, in other words, the program, what it is, what is offered this year, and participate as much as you can with while staying composed and so on. We have put some free time, and we have even stopwatches here so that we don't constantly go over time. And the stopwatch reminds me I must stop now Otherwise, I'm criticized by the stopwatch. Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. I wish you the most wonderful time here at Giriraj. And please believe me, at the end of the retreat, you will be rich with mercy and blessings. Hare Krishna.
Before we go down, everyone look at Giriraj
and take a snapshot, a mental photograph of Giriraj. So beautiful.